and welcome to the Air Buds Podcast, the podcast that is happening right before your ears. My name is Jamel.
I'm Peter.
My name is Mike.
Happy basketball being over?
You guys sounded ecstatic.
Happy basketball being over to you guys. No, I'm not happy it's over. I think I'm just exhausted. I think I just need a rest from it. I think I'm excited to like not have to watch it 7 days a week for 7 hours at a time.
I should be exhausted. I just don't have anything else to live for. This is all I have, guys.
That's a good point.
That's not true.
No, Jamel's right.
He's right. Better no.
No, that's not true.
What do you mean that's not true?
We used to go on walks.
Used to. Why you just said used to?
There's been a four month heat wave, and also you were gone for like all of August.
All right. So now we don't. And all that I have currently is basketball.
Listen, we can walk again. Anyone who lives in LA, meet Jamel and I at the Prospect Stairs, probably 5:30 on any weekday. Join the Slack, and we'll make it happen.
Well, there's no way I'll ever be on time for a meet and greet. You were saying, Benner?
I was going to say, speaking of the Slack, let's talk about some business real quick, right up top. Guys, if you go to Apple Podcasts and you leave us a 5-star review, you know what will happen? We'll read whatever you write on the air because we're dumb. We committed to that bit, and now we're doing it. Look, we're a 5-star podcast. If you go to Apple Podcasts and look, we've got like 400 5-star reviews. Then if you want to support the Buds, #SupportTheBuds, go to patreon.com/AirBudsPod. For $5 a month, you get bonus episodes, you get videos, you get access to our Slack chat, where we're talking about all kinds of fun basketball and non-basketball related things. A lot of fun gear happening in the Gearheads channel. Yeah. Jamel, you recently started a channel for Yak Yams.
Yeah. That's Jock Jams if you're not in Colombia.
Yeah. A lot of great songs being posted there. We got a lot of fun, creative people in there, and it's a great little community.
Well, first off, there is some good songs, but then there's some people posting some joke stuff. I said bangers only, and then some people pulled up with some fucking clown car shit, but we're not here to name names.
What's your definition of clown car shit, though?
Come on, man. You know, the shit that, like, they play at, like, the dentist or something.
Like Carly Rae Jepsen?
It's
yeah,
not
my
even
only plays ACDC.
Carly Rae Jepsen is good. Sometimes
you posted Carly Rae Jepsen. That's what
exactly.
I'm asking.
Carly Rae Jepsen has the potential to be excellent. All right. Carly Rae Jepsen is the Ben Simmons of music.
Do you remember the one song that I posted?
Ooh, I don't. Wasn't something super backpacky.
There's something back is a word you might associate with it, but it's Whistle While You Twerk by the Yin Yang Twins. Is that a banger?
It is. Did you say the Yin Yang Twinks?
Yin Yang Twinks.
Did I say the Yin Yang Twinks? That fucking rules. We need to make that happen. No one steal this idea. Jamel, we're calling Conoco right after this and we're pitching them a new sketch.
So hey, we got
wait
one
till
for
you.
You
see my dick. Hey, bitch.
Look, I love that typo for me. And yeah.
You guys seen dick? Oh, go ahead. No, you should finish before I finish.
It sounded like you were going to say, you guys seen dicks?
Yeah. Have you guys seen Daniel Webb's dick? Hey, Daniel Webb had his dick on Instagram the other day. And
wait, what?
It looked pretty good, guys. Not like out. But like solid dick print, like a whole. Look at this man's penis, Benner.
I'm looking it up right now. Yeah. If you don't know, Daniel Webb is a local comedian. Where's his Instagram? You know what? I'm gonna look this up later.
But if you're in LA, is there any such thing as a local LA comedian? Like, other than maybe Stephen Brody Stevens, RIP, I feel like if you're a comedian in LA.
Yeah, you're right. I think that's Daniel true. Is actually from Texas, but he's been out here for a long time.
Nah, he was on some art shit. Something, you know what I'm saying? Some post, some article. He has some professional. It's very artsy photos.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it. Was it on his stories?
Man, maybe I'm tripping. I've been thinking about this guy's penis all day.
Yeah. Well, you know, go to his name is Toyota Lopez on Instagram. Just keep an eye out for the gray sweatpants whenever you can. Speaking of gray sweatpants area, manscaped.com, guys. Look, we've been running Manscaped ads for a while. I'm not going to bug you right now. There's more coming down the pipeline. Down the pipeline.
Hey.
And you know what? Just if you're going to go to manscaped.com, they sell good grooming products. And just use BUDS, code BUDS at checkout. That gives you 20% off and free shipping. That's code BUDS at checkout, manscaped.com. Get it.
All right. Yeah, man, we're official now. We're down now. We're in the gang now. Now we're for real.
We were a little bit pregnant before, and now we are full bore having this baby with Manscaped.
Yeah.
So fucking shut up and buy some shit. Buy some fucking more ball reviver. Buy a fucking whole closet's worth. You freaky nut.
Is that what you say to your balls every time? Yeah. You freaky nut.
You said it with more Mediterranean spice than I
feel like it was like the Count from Sesame Street a little
bit. I was going to say Count Chocula. That's what I heard.
Dog, look in the chat. I put it in the chat, man. It's one of them ones where it's like the third swipe.
I don't know why I'm going to such great lengths to see the dick print of a guy.
Dog,
I barely
know. I just didn't know. I just know he worked in construction.
This guy
brought the hammer out. What am I supposed to do now?
Definitely
what's left for us?
Swinging pipe, for sure.
This is nuts. This is crazy.
Yeah, a guy has to work a crane to swing that pipe around.
I really was about to comment, like, bro, you got to calm down, man. I'm trying to order DoorDash or something.
Yeah,
yeah, dude, like, fucking, this is the same.
He needs a fucking Manscaped.
God damn it!
Deal. Yeah, let's get him on the pod. Let's do a live stream on Twitch of him using our Manscaped products.
Whoa.
Can we do that on Twitch?
I don't know. Once.
I believe exactly what he said. One time only. Because I did Hot Tub last night, and it says three times in there, like, pre-show email, no human nudity.
Oh, so you can just lift up a cat Twitch and show a butthole into the camera?
Good thing it's all hog with him, because
that's what I was thinking. I'm like, yeah, what if I show a cat's dick?
This is a podcast about basketball, and basketball's over now, guys. WNBA done. Seattle Storm, 4-time champs. Los Angeles Lakers, 17-time, or if you listen to Bill Simmons, 12-time champs. Did you guys catch that? Bill Simmons, I've cut Bill Simmons out of my diet, as we know. My life is better for it. But I was catching clips and tweets about it on NBA Twitter. Apparently Bill Simmons like went on a long rant about how Lakers fans can't morally claim the 5 championships they won in Minneapolis. So the Lakers,
because you know the biggest things that are problematic about NBA and American history is the geography. That's the things that we should really clear up to.
Yeah, what? It's the same organization. The team moved to LA. Shut up. It's just they moved to a better city. If Boston wasn't so rooted in the fucking colonialism.
Look, we all knew Bill Simmons was going to come up with the worst possible take after the Lakers won. And I think he surprised everyone.
Was he trying to be funny?
I think he's always kind of trying to be funny, but it never works.
Mm-hmm. Bill Simmons is always trying to be funny, like he's giving a best man speech that's going on, that's in like minute 12. Like minute 12 to 16, we were like, come on, buddy.
Bill Simmons
you're
definitely
better than this.
In one best man speech said something like, And we won't talk about what happened in Vegas, right, Dave? Strippers. And then, like, he thinks he's being hilarious, but, like, not only is it very corny, he's, like, also getting the groom in trouble.
We won't talk about that time.
The groom's life.
I feel like my Bill Simmons is just turning into a Simpsons character and, like, a Trump character at the same time. Like, Mr. Burns Trump. It's like...
Yeah, there's definitely...
That actually sounds like a pretty good character.
Mr. Burns Trump?
Mr. Beeringstramp, my brother sent me a take from the, I've also cut Billiam out of my diet, he sent me a take where Zach Lowe asked, he proposed to Zach Lowe or vice versa, like, who was better, the 2008 Celtics or the 2020 Lakers, and it took Bill all of his power to begrudgingly pick the 2020
Oh yeah,
Lakers.
I saw that. What was his logic? Because I was shocked.
His reasoning was his logic was what happened right away, and it was quickly. It's like, well, first of all, LeBron, AD are canceled out by Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. I was like, hold on, wait a second, time out.
No, Poopy Pants can score on anybody.
Yeah, Poopy Pants can score on anybody, but he is not competing with any LeBron. Past 2009.
Oh,
that's true.
Period.
The only thing he's dunking on in a series against LeBron is the toilet.
There you go.
He's gonna fucking slam dunk a turd with his butt right into the toilet after he shits his own pants.
I would also love to hear what Billiam's takes are on Kevin Garnett as a Wolf before he became a Celtic, because now it's like Kevin Garnett as a Celtic invented intimidation and is just like able to kind of stare into somebody's soul and like will them not to play basketball,
which is
like,
wild.
I'm
because
pretty
like,
sure Anthony Davis would still fuck up or come close to fucking up Garnett. Like Garnett is not going to get out to the three-point line to guard Anthony Davis jacking up like 30 footers.
Nah, it'd be good. It would be a tightly contested thing between those guys, but I still got AD too. What is he talking about?
Fucking crazy. Fucking crazy. I'm happy the Lakers won. I'm happy LeBron won. He deserves it. Also, like, they probably would not have beat a healthy Miami Heat team.
Yep. That's how I feel about it. A full strength Miami team. I mean, they were giving them work when it was just Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler won two games on his own.
But then, okay. I mean, Avery Bradley doesn't factor at all for you guys?
Well, more to me, the factor is like LeBron was not getting any of this slack when Kyrie and Kevin were out and he dragged them to six against the Warriors. So to me, you know, injury luck is just that. And he got on the right side of it for the first time in the finals ever. So can't fault him for it. If you're going to ding him for the ones where they was lost without Kyrie and Kevin, then.
And I understand. I think it would have been a closer series, too. If everybody on the Heat was healthy, but I still think the Lakers would have won.
I guess if you're going to pull Avery Bradley into it, like he chose to sit out the bubble. So are we going to go all the way out and just be like, this is a normal season and everybody is full strength to like compare?
Right. Yeah. Well, that is a good point because Goran's already in the bubble and
Bam was, got injured game one and just was not the same. Yeah.
So it's not the same. Yeah, that's also true.
Yeah, good for the Lakers. This feels inevitable. It felt especially inevitable after the Clippers lost, I feel like. Like, we always knew it was going to be a team from LA winning it all, right?
Yes. Most definitely. I'm happy for everyone but Dwight Howard. I can't be happy for him.
No one's asking you to be happy for him.
Thank you. I can't. I just can't right now.
Can you do your happiness power rankings of all the Lakers?
Number one, Kuzma.
Why?
Because everybody in Laker Nation was up his ass when this team was terrible. And then they like forgot about it. I mean, the Lakers fan base is basically like a Trump rally. Like, they're just down with whatever is happening at the moment, like, beyond comprehension.
a Trump rally, but like made up of the dudes like skateboarding with the Ocean Spray.
Yeah, and a couple guys with face tats. It's fine. You know, it's like whatever. But yeah, so Kuz won. Two, Giannis's little brother.
Oh, wait, can
three,
I ask a question?
Frank Vogel.
And that's it. That's where it ends. Now, remind me, I think I might be getting the story wrong, but Tyler Hero's current girlfriend is Kyle Kuzma's ex-girlfriend?
I think that's the case.
So that's like that's a big W for Kyle Kuzma, because Tyler Hero was negative 58 in the series, plus-minus.
He clearly outplayed him. He clearly outplayed him, even though I think Kuz got less minutes.
One thing real fast. When the Heat got a game, William Simmons was like, hey, yeah, great job by the white dudes, Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero and Kelly Olynyk. It's like, bro, Jimmy Butler just had like 75, 30, and 11. Like,
he didn't mention the 40 pointers, the 40 points by Jimmy?
I don't think Bill Simmons likes Jimmy Butler very much, if I remember correctly. I think he thinks he's a piece of shit.
He's jealous of how close he is to Wahlberg?
Probably. That's 100% it.
Something weird happened when he was kicking it with Wahlberg. They was out somewhere and Jimmy like smacked a cake out of his hand or something.
I bet Bill was like hammered and like smoking a cigarette and was like, hey, Jimmy, why don't you be a good butler and get me another beer? And then Jimmy Butler fought him.
I mean, I would love that. I would love him fighting him, but I would not love the reason he swung.
I think I would love any reason for Jimmy Butler to swing on Bill Simmons.
I see what you're saying.
I do like I like our collective Bill Simmons impression and where it's heading.
I've really lost mine. It's gone out to pasture. I need to bring it back.
Maybe I'll attempt one in a year.
It's just
you can't even try it.
Just pretend like you are the ghost face from Scream, and but like you could never hurt anyone because you're a weak person.
You're alone.
Nah, I don't have it.
You know what? Something in my gut told me that yours was going to be British. I just knew it. I just knew it.
I gotta work on that a little longer.
Oi! Duncan Robinson is the next Chris Bosh.
So who's going to Miami?
That's a good question.
All of the free agents are, you know, this is just what happens. It's a pickup game.
Dude, and I want to go to Miami. Everyone should. Who doesn't want to go to Miami is the question.
Exactly. Everyone wants to be in Miami now because they're the clear favorites in the East for the next 3 years, huh?
Sure. So who are the 2020-2021 free agents? I believe, is Gordon Hayward a free agent?
I think he's got one more year left. I'll pull it up.
I think he might have a player option or something. Let's see. I'm looking at a list. Paul Millsap. DeMar DeRozan, is he a free agent? I think it's kind of a weak free agent class, if I remember correctly. Peter, you might have a more official list, so tell me.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of anything y'all are saying right now.
Dun, da, da, da.
My son,
I mean,
Beal
whoever it
year.
Is, like, he don't even need, like, a top free agent to, like, go back to the finals, though, too. They need, like, someone who's, like, a little bit younger than Andre Iguodala.
Yeah, Iguodala was a non-factor.
Yeah, I would say that he was kind of ass. Okay, so yeah, so you got, here's your top free agents. You got
all right, yeah.
Jeff Teague.
These are all, well, actually, restricted free agents. You got Ingram and Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Teague is nice, though.
Unrestricted free agent, Fred VanVleet.
I think he's resigning with the Raptors for sure.
Montrezl Harrell, unrestricted free agent.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't seem like he fits their vibe.
Joe Harris.
If you're Fred VanVleet, why don't you go to the Clippers?
He just feels Canadian.
Danilo Gallinari, unrestricted free agent.
Just because him and Drake have similar hairlines. Or at least they did.
Jamel's not going to be happy with this one. Davis Bertans, unrestricted free agent.
That's right. Tristan Thompson, Peter, are you happy about that one?
He can do whatever he wants.
He might be the last, if he stays with the Cavs, he might be the last like player to ever like spend his entire career with one team.
Could be, yeah.
Because Udonis Haslam's going to retire.
No, he's not.
I mean, before Tristan Thompson, I mean.
No way.
Udonis Haslam's a full 10 years older than Tristan Thompson.
Dude, Udonis Haslam is going to be looking like Bill fucking Russell and still suiting up for Heat games.
I mean, that does sound pretty cool. Come on, man. Every team should have one old guy.
Yeah, I think it's a great look. Goran Dragic is unrestricted free agent. Serge Ibaka, unrestricted free agent. Hassan's not going back there.
He might.
You're right. It's a pretty weak-ass class. Marcus Morris.
Yeah, it's not a great class of free agents.
Millsap.
I would take any of these losers.
Derek Favors, Christian Wood.
It is funny. Pretty much the entire roster of the Lakers are free agents in some form, whether it's a player option or restricted or unrestricted. Almost the entire roster. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 players.
Look, they do. This is what they do. The welcome to Los Brongoles.
Also the same way with the Heat, though, now that I'm looking at it. The Heat have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 free agents. So they're going to have to do a lot of work on their own squad before they even attract a decent free agent.
Somebody got to give Fred VanVleet off Toronto.
Yeah, I think he's going to attract a lot of offers for sure, right?
Hell yeah.
He's very good. He was kind of like their second best player in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, like if the Clippers land him, that's a champion. It's a wrap.
Who's the Clippers coach going to be?
They keep acting like they're not going to hire Ty Lue. I don't know why they don't just hire him.
I saw Ty Lue to the Rockets.
Yeah, Ty Lue was interviewing with the Rockets. Jeff Van Gundy, I think, is like going on an interview tour, which is wild that Jeff Van Gundy's like back in it.
He's from Houston.
Yeah.
Or he lives there? Is he from there too?
Van Gundy deserves a coaching job for just dunking on Mark Jackson all the time. That moment that you highlighted to me, Benner, that was then running around on Twitter when Mark Jackson's like, I can't believe that Danny Green's fiance got death threats. We're better than that as a people. And then like a good old pregnant 5-second pause and Jeff Van Gundy's like, I don't know if we are, Mark.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, I do. I will say Jeff Van Gundy, I have a theory that he was on his best behavior during these playoffs because he started getting like rumored as a coaching like candidate. And he, I think, said markedly less dumb shit in the bubble than he would have normally. Because I think he was hoping to get a job.
He hollered at Rihanna a couple times still, though.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but it's a bit now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, he definitely had a bitish tone.
Honestly, I know Rihanna can do whatever she wants, but it would be hilarious if Rihanna did a podcast or a video with Jeff Van Gundy.
Sure.
Someone's got to make it happen.
I don't think she cares enough. I think she's a very unbothered person.
Oh, yeah. Nor should she be bothered, by the way.
Yeah.
Let us be very clear.
Yeah, she's doing underwear for fat guys now, so.
Hell yeah.
That's like her main thing.
I think I saw the first time Rihanna like ever apologized or something was recently, right? She like had models dressing up in hijabs and it like became controversial.
Why? Just because they exist?
I think they were like in front of some kind of sacred Islamic site. And it was like sexy hijabs. Like, I don't think it was okay. Especially because Rihanna like felt the need to come out and actually make a statement. I don't think she's ever said sorry to anybody in her life.
I mean, it makes perfect sense.
But she's never done anything wrong in her life until now.
You have that confirmed.
Yeah. Guys, this is a podcast about basketball. I do want to talk about one thing having to do with Austin Rivers, the worst good player in the league, in my opinion. You'll never convince me that he is not bad. Did you guys see the video that was going around today?
No. What do you got for us?
Austin Rivers, he was at a public park, and his wife, which is who's his wife again? It's a Curry. Is it a Curry?
No.
Oh no! It's Seth Curry. Seth is married to his sister.
Married to his sister. Yeah.
But Austin Rivers' wife or fiance or someone threw an alley-oop up for like a mini basketball into this public park rim. Austin Rivers barely dunks it. He almost misses the dunk on this tiny basketball rim. And then the ball explodes, revealing a bunch of blue powder. It was a gender reveal party. Can I ask you guys a question? Is Austin Rivers the corniest guy in the NBA? Like, would he, of course, do a gender reveal party with an alley-oop and then have it go viral on the internet?
Did Austin Rivers start that forest fire with the gender reveal dunk?
Yes.
Yeah. He's responsible for the giga fire.
Yeah. This happened 4 weeks ago. It's just the video is only coming out now.
Well, yeah, because he's in jail probably for starting a forest fire.
Is he still doing his podcast? Or I feel like he's the only NBA player where no one wants to listen to his podcast.
Is his podcast called "Dad, I'm in here, leave me alone"?
More than likely.
Do you guys remember when there was a Clippers in-game video on the Jumbotron? Peter, I think you and I were in the same arena for this, I believe. And the question was like, "What's your nickname?" And it came to him, and he said, "Well, I don't really have a nickname, but if I did, it'd be Sub-Zero, because I'm ice cold." And I was like, "You fucking dork. You fucking dork-ass dork. You're only here because your dad."
Yeah, he's a little dongus. He is, I mean, but he belongs because of that. If this is just going to be like AAU team pickup ball, then there should a coach's son should be around.
Yeah, I think as long as Brian Colangelo has a job, then every coach's child should be eligible to have a job in the NBA.
For sure.
Austin's fine by me. I'm good with him.
Why?
Because he was like kind of like the third best player on the Rockets in the playoffs this year. Like he's not like.
That's not true.
I mean, he was fine.
He was fine.
He was like an above average, above replacement player.
The third best player on the Rockets was Mike D'Antoni's mask.
Guys, is there anything else we want to talk about? Peter, you sounded like you were about to bring something up.
Yeah, I mean, who's your Western Conference favorite for next year right now? And by next year, I mean in like 8 weeks.
I don't think that's going to happen either. I thought they were just going to wait.
For what? Yeah. The summer again?
Yeah, for Halloween again. Like they're just going to be like, we're off a year.
Yeah, I think they're.
This isn't fucking New Girl, Jamel. They have fucking shit to do.
Dog, I didn't know. I don't understand how none of this works.
I've seen reports that said February. Like it's like no later than February or no earlier than February. But then I've also seen reports that a lot of the owners are committed to not doing it in a bubble. Like they want to have fans in the arena because it's like that's how they make their money. I think if they were to go do that, it would like completely undo like all the goodwill the NBA has gotten with being like the one kind of responsible league. And look, was I a huge critic of them doing this? Yes. Did a couple players get test positive early on and nobody talks about it? Like literally everyone's like zero players tested positive. And I was like, do you guys remember when all these unnamed players tested positive? Like, in the beginning, eventually quarantined out and everything was fine. But like, you know, it's a dangerous thing what we did. And the fact that they would just be like, all right, well, fuck that. We don't have a vaccine, but we're going to fill the arenas up again. Seems crazy to me. It just seems like we did the right thing. And now we're going to do the wrong thing.
That's why they got to wait till October, bro. Say no preseason again. And then we just come back like it's a regular year. And then so everybody who works at the stadium now, they could go work for Lyft. They could vote yes for Prop 22.
No.
I know. Jamel, I know. Look,
did you get that Lacey mailer? Is that what this is all about?
No. It's you vote no on Prop 22.
Thank you.
Okay. This is an advanced LA comedy bit.
like a UCB 401 advanced comedy bit.
Yeah, this is a next level. This just got cut from the Los Angeles edition of The Daily Show. A bit.
I guess UCB doesn't exist anymore, so we have to figure out what is like comedy class.
Guys,
and first off, you know 22 is bad because nothing that looks cartoonish is good. Don't make your shit look like a seamless ad. You were saying, Benner?
Oh, no, I just feel like something that like very few people are asking, and it's something that's like been on my mind a lot, and it's just like, where are we going to do our Harolds?
Why are you staring right at me?
I'm just...
Jamel, when UCB closed, you officially became the best improviser in Los Angeles.
Yeah, hear that, Edgar Mopplesier, you motherfucker?
Oh, yeah. Yes, and. You little bitch. Nah. Look, man. They'll be back. They'll be doing improv on the roof in no time. The funny thing is, I bet people who were doing improv are now making more money. Like, they're finally just focusing on their whatever ass day job, and they just have it, and they just can't poison their mind with thoughts of humor.
I mean, it's funny to me to see, now this is very inside baseball, but like seeing UCB people pop off now for other things where I'm like, yeah, you are really funny doing this thing. You could have been doing this the whole time.
What do you mean? I don't get it.
I
name just, names.
You know what? No, I'm done. I'm done.
A
I'm, you know what?
Name. Why are you won't name out? No names?
No, I'll name them okay. off the air. It's people who are good at stuff. I'm like, oh, you're really good at this. I would have never known who you are because you couldn't catch me at the dentist office at UCB Sunset, because that's what that place feels like.
It does feel like a dentist office.
Two dentist office references. Guys, I got to tell you, I feel so strange. Is it just because I'm really high, or was that avocado bad? I ate it bad. I just feel skeeved out right now.
Is it because you're still recovering from your naked appearance on a television show?
Maybe. Maybe is this PTSD? They didn't have any avocado there.
How much more naked did you get? Did you just take your shirt off?
Bro, I was shirt, no trousers, bro. They had me in nude colored briefs.
Hell yeah. When is this airing and what's the show?
I have no idea when it's airing.
Mikey, put the lotion away.
And can
on.
You talk some about it slower?
This shit. This
is this why you were looking at Daniel Webb's massive hog?
Bro, I was just like, man, I get it now. Nah.
Guys, let's wrap this up. Jamel, I hope you come down from your avocado high. You sure it wasn't ayahuasca? Similar names.
Something was in that. I just feel strange, guys. I don't know what happened there.
Well, everybody pray for Jamel. Peter, Jamel, you guys got anything you want to plug?
Yeah, we can talk about this with the buds because they're close personal friends. But Jamel has a new podcast coming out soon.
Oh, yes. There you go.
And it's going to be to the delight of fucking everybody who listens to this show.
All my Blue Wire soldiers, stand the fuck up. It's called NBA Storytime, and I am the host of this program. And it is some excellent NBA tales mixed with comedic interviews.
I've had the pleasure of listening to a couple episodes. It is so fucking fun. You know, bite-sized Jamel is just one of the funniest people ever. If you were ever curious about what it might sound like to hear Jamel talk while not high out of his mind, this is the podcast for you.
That's yeah. But I mean, this is, guys, I missed you guys last week. It was out of control. Shit was like Suicide Squad 2 in here, man. CJ called in from a payphone.
Hey, you know, indisposed apologies. We missed you guys. Of course, unideal timing for Deborah to have a fucking birthday while
and me to have an anniversary
while the game was going on. But yeah, I'm glad we were able to get together today. And we're gonna drop this on the regular feed, right?
Hell yeah, baby.
I mean, why not? It's the end of the goddamn year. What else do we do? What else is there?
There's plenty else, guys. Look, there might not be basketball.
Get some bootlegs downtown.
Yeah, there might not be basketball until February at the earliest, maybe even later. But we'll be churning out episodes. We'll be doing dumb shit with fun guests. We'll be watching idiotic basketball movies and talking about it. We'll probably maybe do a radio play or two. I'm just going to commit to that now. We're doing.
As soon as my fedoras get in, we can begin.
We're
production.
Doing the Jason Whitlock short film. Yeah. We got some good stuff coming your ways, guys. So stay safe. Stay basketball. Stay horny.
Stay horny.
Stay horny.
That's what we do.
Stay safe, stay basketball, stay horny is a great sign off for me. Should we all come up with that's what we'll do too, guys. We're all gonna come up with sign offs for every episode.
Well, you just get all right. Well, give us 4 weeks. You just got yours.
Vert. All right. Love you guys.
Peace.